Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. One Atlanta team, the Braves, look like a pretty solid bet to make the playoffs. How's the view now look after 1 week in Atlanta for the Falcons? They are 0-1 after losing to the Eagles. Canoe Neal out for the season. And today we learned that linebacker Deion Jones is going on the IR with some sort of a foot injury that is going to require a procedure.
Reed, he's out at least 8 weeks.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
And Dan Quinn does say they hope to have him back at some point this season. But, Jeff, question number one is what do you think the playoffs, the Falcons' playoff hopes look like without Deion Jones now?
Even after the loss, it's like, okay, it was Philadelphia, it was on the road, I still like it. But now without Neal, without Deion Jones, it's definitely gotten murkier. I mean, the big thing, like you said, Chris, you know, you got to have your strength. What do Falcons do? Rise up.
That's what I hear.
Matt, Julio, Jake, Alex, Devontae, Tevin, Hooper, that offense. You guys got to rise up.
Do the Falcons need to go 3-0 in these next three home games?
I think they do,
because
Chris,
the game after that is at Pittsburgh.
You can lose that one. Then they come home for Tampa.
But so if they – if they go 2-1 in these next three games and assume a loss at Pittsburgh, then they're going to be – that put them at 2-2 after – or no, that put them at
– yeah, if they go 2-1 and then lose to Pittsburgh, they'd be 2-3.
That'd put them at 2-3 after five weeks then.
And here's the other thing, like just the quirk in the schedule, Chris, as we were looking through it in that first hour, it's bizarre that in the first 6 weeks of the season they play three home division games, meaning – in the last 6 weeks of the season, they play three road division games. I think those are must wins for Atlanta. I think all of them.
Well, let me ask, like, how many teams, you know, in the – because it's bleak right now for the Falcons with these injuries on defense. But I certainly still think – I mean, the Falcons still, I mean, have a chance to be one of the better offenses in the NFC, in the NFL. But how many teams that maybe we didn't see, you know, it's one game, 1 week – but how many teams in the NFC do you think their stocks would have risen above Atlanta's at this point, though?
After 1 week, overreaction city. I still don't necessarily see Carolina maybe getting there. I still don't think Tampa either. But, like here's a game for a team that might think that, Chris. With Alex Smith, I mean, Washington beating Arizona 24-6. Atlanta's got to go there on November the 4th.
Well, like of last year's playoff teams, the Eagles are 1-0, the Vikings are 1-0 again, the Panthers are 1-0 again, and the Rams are 1-0 again. So
yeah, those four for sure. Hey, they've got a game lead on them.
So
for
just,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, just based on that, it doesn't feel like the Falcons are really, you know, they're behind anyone, because the Saints lost. You know, the Lions and Bears, not taking them seriously.
I mean, Washington would be a team that you say, all right, maybe they're better than we thought. But, again, maybe Arizona stinks. It's hard to say.
I think Arizona stinks.
I do, too. At some point, they're going to have to go to Josh Rosen. For the Bears, the Lions and the Bills had the most horrible losses. The Bears had the heartbreaking loss. I mean, that might have gutted them out of the playoffs in week one. Because, I mean, I was jumping on your bandwagon the way they were playing. They also made the classic mistake of getting the points up by three, giving Aaron Rodgers the ball back, but with a six-point lead.
Teams deserve to lose when they do that.
It's like they're going to use four downs and they're not playing for the field goal. And this guy is as good. It was funny. Emily was just asking me last night. She was like, well, who do you think the best quarterbacks are? I said, well, I mean, there's so many, because she asked, like, is Drew Brees in the Hall of Fame? I said, absolutely. He's top 10, top 15 guy ever. I said, for me, in my opinion, out of guys I've seen, I would say Elway, Brady, and Montana are the three best. You know, Marino and Manning are right there. And here's the thing on Aaron Rodgers. He's as good as anybody who's ever played the game. Now, when you start getting to the rankings, Super Bowls, yardage, that type of stuff, but I'm just telling you, watching him play and have seen Brady, Elway, Marino, Montana, you name it, Staubach, Bradshaw, Warren Moon, Jim Kelly, Peyton Manning. He is as good as anybody who has ever played the position.
If you could erase the number of Super Bowl rings all quarterbacks have, and you were just like, I'm going to start a team right now and I'm picking a quarterback from the pile of history. No, Aaron Rodgers is the first one I would take.
He's as good as anybody who has ever played. He just happens to have a mediocre head coach. The fact that that guy is that good and they've only been to one Super Bowl, if you're a Packers fan, that's criminal. And it's not like – now, Seattle did go the back-to-back years. It's also not like there's been this New England-like presence in the NFC that it's like, well, if it wasn't for this one juggernaut.
Yeah, but the one of those that Seattle went to, Green Bay should have, if not for the cowardice of their head coach.
100% right. So again, it's not like they're sitting there going like – or like the Braves in the 90s. Like, boy, well, the Braves only had one World Series. Yeah, they did run into a great Yankees team twice. But, I mean, here for Green Bay, just to even get out of the NFC, they should have been a juggernaut. This should be a decade that they dominated. They should have won two or three Super Bowls and gone to three or four Super Bowls. They've been to one. That was in 2010. The next year they went 15-1. Giants bounced them 37-20. You know, was it in 2015? I guess it was 2014. They were up on Seattle 16-0. They got the ball up, what, 9? When Morgan Burnett comes up with it, they wind up not getting an onside kick and they lose. Then Atlanta trounced them.
Yeah, Atlanta's had their number even in those regular season games.
I mean, 2 years ago, with that guy going to only one Super Bowl?
It's bad. It's terrible. It's crazy that we've not seen Brady and Aaron Rodgers meet in a Super Bowl.
And again, the Patriots don't play in the NFC. There hasn't been this just big, two-ton elephant sitting in the room. It's like, well, if it weren't for them.
No. I mean, they've lost to the Giants at home. A couple times.
Yeah, in 07.
But then again,
11.
I mean, those Giants teams went on to beat New England in the Super Bowl, too. But
they beat both Green Bay, what was it, 13-3 and 15-1 Green Bay teams.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots. So,
well,
guy's so good.
On the subject of, which is one of my favorites, I love seeing when coaches kick field goals to go up 6 instead of putting the game away. They haven't been able to figure out that the only way your opponent can beat you is if you give them the ball back. Brings me to Herm Edwards, now 2-0 at Arizona State. And there's a quote that's been making the rounds of him that if you just look at the quote and take it completely out of context, it does sound like, oh, my gosh, this Herm Edwards is out of his mind. But most college coaches want to score. They always think points are the thing. That's where it gets away from them, I think. Now, if you just see that, you're like, that guy sounds like a moron.
Right, because of course you want to score.
Okay,
yeah.
But the context of that is Saturday night, they're tied 13-13 with Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the ball first and goal on the 6-yard line with 2:09 left. Michigan State calls its last timeout. He takes 3 knees, milks the clock to 3 seconds, and kicks a 28-yard game-winning field goal.
Brilliant.
Instead of like – and so his point is he feels like most college coaches just want to punch it in for a touchdown there and get the points, but then you're kicking off to your opponent again and they get the ball back.
Brilliant.
I agree. But I guess my question is it fair to just knock college coaches on that? Because I feel like – and we saw it with the Bears. I mean, pro coaches behave the same way, don't they?
And I think pro coaches even more so because you're talking about big city media, more of a national media scope. It's what do I do to not get fired? So – and there is that perception. And a lot of times when something becomes the popular perception – people just take it at face value. It doesn't mean it's right. No, you get the points here to go up 6. Well, why? Because I don't think you take into account enough that the other guy has to score the touchdown to win. Even if they do stop you, they got to go a long ways. And then the mentality is we got to at least get 3. And when they get in plus territory / field goal range, they're not using that fourth down either. It's a percentage game.
Yeah, right. Because they'll settle for the field goal then.
Exactly.
But when they've got that extra down.
And not only that, let's say you're there. Let's say I'm down 3 to you. You went for the fourth down. I stopped you. I've come from my 8-yard line down to your 30. It's 3rd and 8. I got a good kicker. You know what? I'm probably not going to be as risky with my pass either. I might just think, you know what? Because you know I'm going to have a good tailback, right?
Of course.
I'm just going to give it to my tailback. He'll get me three or four, middle of the field, set up that field goal. I mean, so whereas if you kick the field goal, which I know you wouldn't, and I'm down one, hey, I'm third and eight on the 30. I got my quarterback. He can move, you know. I've got two cracks to get 8 yards. You kidding me? I mean, and then four cracks to get a touchdown? Come on.
And in that instance, Sunday night, too, it's like, who in their right mind thinks giving the ball back to Aaron Rodgers is a good idea?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How in the world? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Have you guys not seen enough movies or, you know, watched this guy enough in your career? What we're going to do is in Lambeau Field, where we've blown a 20-0 lead, we're going to go up six and give him the ball back with just over 2 minutes to go. Huh, I wonder how that's going to turn out. I don't want to – I was talking to the Weekend U today. He told me when that happened that he and Kathy were watching the game. He turned it off and went to bed.
Because he knew.
And she said, what are you doing? He goes, that guy's a wizard. I've seen this movie enough times in my life.
Yeah.
And he told me he woke up at 5 in the morning, elbowed her, and said, 24-23.
Right.
You know how that's going to end.
We watched him – twice in one game in that playoff, essentially throw two Hail Marys when they ended up losing to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because he threw the one that went to midfield.
And then the one for the touchdown.
And then the one that went in the end zone. Then he did it again in that playoff game they won that beat the Giants 2 years ago. I mean, how many Hail Marys do you keep seeing that guy throw?
Because he had done one. Did he do one against Detroit that regular season,
yes,
too?
But I know, like, I mean, Herm Edwards, that just that one snippet of that quote, it's been making the rounds, and of course he's been getting clowned or whatever. And yeah, if you don't have the appropriate context, that does seem like a pretty silly thing to say. But to me, that guy, he's acing the test as a college coach, because that was a brilliant use of that time.
Brilliant.
2 minutes, 9 seconds, you're on the 6-yard line, first and goal.
Because the Spartans are thinking, do we let them score? Well, guess what? You don't even get that chance.
Right, they took knees. They took knees and bled the clock down to 3 seconds, called a timeout, and, you know, I mean, if there's one
– if he misses the kick, then
it's still tied.
You feel terrible. But
right, and it is – I mean, I know it's college kickers.
But you're not going to lose.
Right.
You're not going to lose in regulation.
Even 28-yard kicks aren't, you know, for college kickers. This could be knee knockers unless you got Rodrigo. All right, moving on to the 5-5. Speaking of new head coaches, Jeff – in the NFL, teams with new head coaches went 0-7 this week. Jeff,
that was punctuated last night, my friend.
With an 0-2.
Punctuated.
Jeff, is that alarming?
Yes. It's some of the hires that are getting – I mean, Matt Patricia, really?
Or as you referred to him last night, the bearded idiot.
Backwards hat guy, pencil behind the ear guy. And if you want to go the pencil behind the ear, yeah, if you've got your notepad out there, but as you pointed out.
He's got a laminated card.
It's all for show.
Yeah, it's a prop. You can't write with a pencil on a laminated card.
I don't think that works.
So, yeah, it bugs me that he just has this pencil. Like, he's got this little look he's cultivated. He's very aware of it, and he's using a pencil as a prop now.
I mean, and just looking at the guy, I'm like, you're the head coach now. You're going to rock the backwards hat, the pencil, and you've got on just the pullover. And again, you're indoors.
Yeah.
You are indoors in September.
I'm going to keep an eye on Steve Sarkisian in the coming weeks, because I sort of like dropped a little hint that the backwards hat wasn't a great look for an offensive coordinator.
Indoors?
Or anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anywhere, but especially you play in a dome.
Yeah. And as, you know, as trivial as that seems, that point was actually, it was, you know, I agree with that. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just not, I don't know.
It's not a good
look.
It's
not a convincing look. I don't have a lot of confidence
in that. Especially for a guy who has had his problems off the field. It's like, what, are you trying to look like a frat boy? You know what, I mean, I'm just saying, there's, perception is not reality, but in some ways, the way you're perceived, it goes into your ability to do your job, because there are going to be some things you can't control. So for a guy like that with his past, just walking the backwards hat look is not a good look. And for Matt Patricia, you're a first-year head coach. You're playing indoors. The backwards hat, no.
No.
It's a horrible look.
Yeah. And listen, if you want to be a defensive coordinator and look like that, that's fine. If you want to be Bill Belichick, he's won 5 Super Bowls, you could do that. But he didn't look like that before he had won his first.
Exactly.
He didn't dress like a hobo then. But now he's won 5. He could show up at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in flip-flops, which he did.
Right.
Right.
Then it's colorful.
Yeah. But you're the head coach of the Detroit Lions right now.
Now, and let's flip that. Like you said, with the Football Hall of Fame, if a first-year head coach shows up there in flip-flops, he'd be laughed out of the league. But Belichick does it. It's funny.
Yeah. No, if Matt Patricia had done that, like showed up where that beard.
Yeah, wearing flip-flops.
In flip-flops.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You're a clown.
Yeah, he would have been criticized for it.
No, it's – I'll just go ahead and tell you. Didn't we do our segment after week one of the college season? Like, all right, who are you canning after 1 week in college football? He's the pro.
Easy.
No brain.
Hands down. Now, is it – did any of these teams, though, that they're 0-7 with first-year head coaches, none of them were, like, good? Although the Lions did go 9-7 last year. But, I mean, I guess to be fair to these new coaches that are winless, teams don't, you know, the reason they have new coaches is because they weren't very good. But
yeah, it's very rare that a coach retires as a playoff team or Super Bowl champion and then just leaves the next coach this gold mine of talent.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't happen.
I mean, it's like Bill Walsh was probably the last guy to do that, right?
Yeah.
Because George Seifert has 2 Super Bowl rings.
He does.
Yes.
Jimmy Johnson, although he didn't retire, he got canned. But
after winning back-to-back Super Bowls.
He left Barry Switzer pretty hooked up.
Yes, he did.
Butch Davis did the same for Larry Coker down in Miami.
And you say he's not at UTSA
anymore?
No,
he's not there anymore, no. Okay. Finally, Jeff, wrapping up the 5-5. I don't know if you caught this on Saturday, but this new thing with teams and the props that they have after turnovers – has now, as they say, I believe, jumped the shark.
Oh, yeah.
As Florida State unveiled the turnover backpack on Saturday night. The best part about the turnover backpack is when it made its first appearance, they were losing to Samford.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, the final question is, the turnover backpack, is that actually worse than Butch Jones' trash can?
The trash can's the worst I've ever seen.
So that you would put the trash can...
The backpack just seems, it's kind of like you said, it's a jump the shark thing, and it's you're trying too hard here.
It's very goofy, and just, to me, it's kind of like there's a connection now between, like, Butch Jones and Willie Taggart, which is like neither one of those are guys I would want coaching my team.
I mean, for me, like, the spike shoulder pad thing is the savage. Like, that just makes me think of the Road Warriors, the greatest tag team ever.
Yeah, and the turnover chain was cool last year
for Miami. Because they were
kind
of the first. It's like I said with touchdown celebrations. Man, I loved it when you had Butch Johnson doing the California Quake. White Shoes Johnson would do his knees, kind of like, I guess, like what, a windmill-type deal going there. Or you had the Fun Bunch or the Icky Shuffle. I remember Mark Clayton and Mark Duper, the Marx Brothers, would do a great high five deal. You know, that stuff was cool because it was original. And then when it got to be kind of a stunt and too choreographed, it's like,
yeah,
it's just, it's too much. Then I got back to, like, no, just be like Herschel, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, just give the official the football. But when it was kind of original and off the cuff, yeah, like the California Quake with Butch, it was great.
Memphis had a cool thing, though. They've got a robe like the Nature Boy.
I like
and
that.
And it says the turnover champ on the back of it. So whoever gets the turnover comes to the sideline. They put the robe on them. But I guess what made the turnover backpack is, A, just the idea of, like, you put up this backpack on looks lame to begin with. But it also, it made its first appearance in a game that Florida State was losing to Samford. At that point, it was big that you got a takeaway, but I wouldn't go to the sideline and put on the turnover backpack at that point.
It's kind of like you said, should South Carolina have been cranking up Sandstorm when it was 41-10?
No. And you shouldn't be putting the turnover backpack on when you're getting a takeaway in a game you're losing to Samford.
Let me tell you a real quick story. When I was in high school, I had a lot of roles working in the press box for Georgia Southern's baseball. I would play music. We were cutting edge, do the PA. Sometimes I'd do the radio. But we would always do, you know, a song for if the opposing pitcher got chased, like Ray Charles hit the road, Jack. Well, I mean, somebody said, oh, are you going to play it? The team that Georgia Southern was playing, like the guy had a four-hitter going in the eighth inning and was pitching a shutout. It's like, no, I'm not playing that.
The hit guy's, the road jack.
Yeah, hit the road jack. Yeah, I mean, they're winning 4-0. The guy's got a four-hit shutout going. Yeah. You got to pick your times.
Exactly, yeah. And the turnover backpack.
When you're losing to Samford.
Yeah. I mean, I think the turnover backpack should be a no-go at any point, but certainly not when you're losing to Samford.
Bad scheduling, too. I mean, Samford played on Thursday?
Yeah.
Then Monday?
I know. I almost got him, too.
Had him. Had him.
All right, to 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.